The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Listen, we're talking extreme things that people do for a living on the back of that video that's on jacarandafm.com at the moment. Let's start there. Friends, hurricane flying. Yay or nay?
Nay
as well from you, Joe.
Yes.
What about the other one we mentioned, tornado chasing? See how close you can get to the big twister.
No, also a no from me.
That's a no.
Yeah.
Rosie?
No.
Absolutely not, huh? Okay. Shark cage diving?
Yes from me.
Yes from Joe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes from Roz?
I would.
What about the Australian version, crocodile diving?
If there's a cage and I've signed an indemnity, then I will be okay.
I don't think that's how indemnities work.
Listen, okay.
If you sign it, you're not going to be safe. Those are not the rules.
I think this then stuff. Lost my eye.
The crocodiles are going to be like, oh, this one signed the indemnity, mate. Leave her alone, mate.
I was so hungry.
Leave her alone,
can't
mate.
Can't touch her now. She signed the form, mate.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, just a nibble, mate.
Oh, Tom, you're well out of order, mate.
Come on.
Stop it.
No?
Well out of order, Tom. Well out of order.
Running with the bulls, friends.
Absolutely not.
Not for you.
Near.
You reckon you couldn't dodge a bull?
No. I actually read a story earlier this week. They've crowned this guy, he's a matador, as the worst matador in the history of that cultural practice. Because he has been gored and impaled so many times. But I mean, that's an occupational hazard and I wouldn't want that. So it's a no for me.
I would rather try and run through the bull's forward pack.
Exactly.
Then run away from an actual bull.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I think for me, if I were to do that, I'd be right at the beginning because then you've got like the least chance of getting mauled.
You've got to be the fastest though, Babri.
No, you just stay in one place. And, like right at the beginning, like as soon as they let him go, you just stay in one place in the corner.
Run with the bulls, not hide from the bulls.
Well, I mean, I was there. I'm going to get the t-shirt.
If you could surf. Big wave surfing.
Yes.
Really?
I love the ocean.
I do not. Not like that.
Yeah.
As your final resting place.
Yes.
Can I just point out to you that those waves they ride are the size of a 15-story building. Not a 5-story building. A 15-story building. And probably heavier.
If I could, I would.
Trust that Oko the jet ski to pull you out quick sticks.
100%. And I would have signed the indemnity as well. Okay.
What about cliff camping? Have you seen this? Imagine there's a rock face a kilometer high. And then you get halfway up it. And then someone smashes a nail into the rock and hangs your tent from it. And then you just go to sleep in your tent, wake up, unzip, and have a look outside, and it looks like a beautiful day. But you're 500 meters up a cliff face.
Near.
Does that sound like fun?
Near.
No.
Does that person have a structural engineering degree who's going to be knocking a nail into a cliff for me to be...
hanging from?
Depends if you've signed the indemnity.
You see, exactly. No. It's a no from me as well.
It's a no from you.
Yeah.
I get the feeling there's not much danger pay required at this job.
No. I mean, come
on. For you two, you're not going to have high insurance bills for your...
Absolutely not. There was a Netflix documentary that came out earlier this year called Skywalkers about this couple that was free climbing the highest buildings in the world. And then she was an acrobat and he would like hoist her in one... Then she'd be on like one leg.
Yes.
And I couldn't even watch it. I was just like, there is no way.
Do you know what's one thing I have always wanted to do? Wing walking. You know when you stand on the wing of those little double-decker planes and they flip you around the sky? That looks like a good time. I could handle a bit of that.
No.
Sean says, guys, you're not South African if you don't want to try everything at least once. Sean, I raise you cave diving. I raise you cave diving in the unfortunate near.
Cave diving?
Yeah. You know when you get your scuba tank and the narrow crawlway passengers, so it's pitch black and underwater? Because that's everyone's dream.
You see.
And pitch black, underwater, and in an enclosed space.
There we go.
Meer water daarin is hoe meer minder spasie is daar.
Does he, Mackenzie? Yeah, yeah, Tom.
Thank you.
And that basically sounds like a timer. Real and a timer as well for how long you've got to find your way back.
Yes. This is why we don't do these things. So if you want to go check that video, jacarandafm.com/drive. The people flying their plane through the middle of that record-breaking American hurricane yesterday. It sounds like us as a group, though. In this studio, we're good.